我们用半个钟头来研讨我们的基本教义，然后用半个钟头我们来分组讨论。
We're going to spend about 30 minutes to study the basic doctrine, then we're going to break up into groups for discussion.
基本教义就是我们信仰的根基。
The basic doctrines are the foundation of our beliefs.
所以我们对我们教会的基本教义需要有认识。
Therefore, we should have a understanding of our basic doctrines.
第一个，我们信仰才会稳固；第二个，我们才能够向别人做见证。
Then we will have a rigid foundation, and also will be able to preach to the others.
那我们今天要进入最后一条，就是第十条。
We're going to study our 10th basic doctrines.
我们把圣经归纳，然后比较重要的道理分作十条。
We summarized the entire Bible into ten basic doctrines.
那第一条是神成为人来地上，就是主耶稣降世为人。
The first doctrine is Jesus came to this world. God is in flesh.
那最后一条是主耶稣要再来。
Last doctrine is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以我们第十条到底我们在信什么？
So the tenth, the tenth belief, what are we going to believe in?
我们信耶稣必于末日从天降临。
We believe that Jesus Christ will come again during the end day.
然后来审判万民。
And he comes to judge all nations.
义人得永生。
The righteous one will receive the eternal life.
然后恶人要受永刑。
And the evil one will be into the eternal punishment. Eternal punishment.
在第十条里面，我们分作三点来查考。
So in the tenth doctrine, we can divide into three parts.
第一点就是圣经已经预告会有世界末日。
The Bible prophesies that will be a doomsday.
这个不是。会不会发生的问题，这是什么时候会发生的问题？
It's just a matter of time.
因为圣经所有的预言全部都实现，只有一个还没有实现。
And all the prophecies recorded in the Bible have been fulfilled except this one.
就是耶稣再来，世界末日。
The second coming of Jesus Christ, and it will be the end of the world.
所以这一定会实现，只是什么时候？
This will definitely happen, it's just a matter of time.
世界会有末日，首先我们来看但以理书。
That will be a doomsday. Let's refer to the book of Daniel.
但以理书。
The book of Daniel.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter 2.
这个第二章从33节开始再提到他做的梦。
From verse 32,
从三十二节开始。
As from verse 32, it's about the dream of the king.
这里讲尼布甲尼撒做一个梦。
It's the dream of the king, Nebuchadnezzar.
头是金的。
The head is gold.
胸膛膀臂是银的。
And the chest and arms are silver.
肚腹腰是铜的。
His belly and thighs of bronze.
然后腿的是铁的。
His legs is leg of iron.
然后脚是半铁半泥。
His feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
那这个就是讲人类历史的演变。
And this is it's about the history of human beings.
这个尼布甲尼撒王那个时候非常的强，好像是头是金的。
At that time, the king Nebuchadnezzar was very powerful. Therefore, the head was gold.
那到了我们现在这个世代，四十一节。
As we read in verse 41,
你见神像的脚跟脚趾头，一半是窑匠的泥，一半是铁。
Whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron.
这个十个指头当然就很多，现在国家有很多。
Of course, the ten toes means that symbolize that there are a lot of countries.
那有的像泥土是软的。有的是像铁，是很硬很强的。
And some countries are like clay, which are soft. Some are like iron, which are very powerful and strong.
所以人类历史演变到很多国家的出现，有强有短，这个就是 最后一个阶段。
So we may, if we study the chronology of human history, and now it's towards the end of human history.
那现在在等什么？
And what are we waiting for?
就是等待34节。
As, let's refer to verse 34.
有一块人的不是人手凿出来的石头，然后打在这个半铁半泥的脚下，把它砸碎。
You watch while the stone was cut out with our hands, which struck the image on his feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
到底那块石头是什么？
So what does that rock refer to, or stone refer to?
这个45节说非人手凿出来的一块石头。
Is the rock not made by a human hand?
其实那块石头就指着主耶稣啊。
And that stone actually refers to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来，这个世界的历史就结束了。
So during the coming second coming of Jesus Christ, that will be the end of mankind.
然后另外一个世界开始，属灵的世界开始。
And a new spiritual kingdom will begin.
所以旧约圣经已经有预言世界会有末日。
Even the Old Testament Bible prophesies there will be an end time.
那主耶稣来世界，他也预言世界会有末日。
Even when Jesus Christ was preaching on earth, he also prophesied there will be a doomsday.
不是预测。
He doesn't just predict, but he prophesies.
他是预知预言。
Since Jesus is omniscient, he prophesies that will be an end day.
我们人对天气有预测。
We can predict.The forecast the weather.
但是常常不准确。
A lot of times, a lot of times they are inaccurate.
但主耶稣的预言是出于他的预知，所以是非常准确，一定会实现。
Because Jesus Christ, since he is omniscient, therefore his prophecies, all his prophecies are very accurate.
好，我们先来看马太福音二十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章
Matthew chapter 24
这个整个二十四章就是在讲世界的末日。
The entire chapter 24 describes the end time.
我们看二十九节
Let's refer to verse 29
那些日子灾难一过去，日头就变黑，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠下，天势都要震动。三十节
30.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
So immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of Son of Man will appear in heaven.
所以这里在主耶稣在讲世界末日，整个物质界要结束。
And that's why Jesus prophesies that during the end time, the entire world will be destroyed.
彼得前书里面说，有形质的都要被烈火烧掉。
And as stated in 1 Peter, all the materials will be burned by fire.
主耶稣第二次再来，要带着愤怒下来。
So during the second time of Jesus Christ, he will come with wrath.
因为他要来审判世界。
He is coming to judge the whole world.
所以这一天，万民都要哀哭。
So all the nations all the tribes of the earth will mourn.
你看我们现在每个人好像活得很快乐。
It seems that everybody lives very happily on earth.
如果耶稣今天晚上再来
，If Jesus Christ comes tonight,
你发现大部分人都在哭。
And you notice most people will mourn and weep.
为什么？
Why?
因为主要用他的道来审判世界。
And Jesus will use his words to judge the world.
没有信道、没有行道的。主耶稣一来，这是非常可怕的一天。
Those who disbelieve in Jesus and do not follow His words, will have fear in the mind.
所以主耶稣将来要审判的时候，没有一个人说主啊，unfair, 你不公平。
So during the final judgment, no one can protest and argue that it is unfair.
为什么？
Why?
因为神给我们机会，神给我们时间。
God provides the opportunity and time to believe in Him and do all kind of good deeds.
但是很多人选择不信。
But a lot of people chose not to believe in him.
或者即使相信，但是我们从他的生活看起来，他并没有把这件事情看成一回事。
Even they are believers, yet they do not look upon the second coming of Jesus Christ seriously.
所以我们一定要很真来想这件事情，世界末日。
Therefore, we have to be seriously consider this important day.
那这个世界末日，马太福音里面有讲天灾跟人祸。
And the Bible described about the natural disasters and other tribulations, human and human tribulations.
国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
The country will against the kingdom will against kingdom and nation against nation will rise against nation.
哦，这个第六节要打战的风声。
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
这个是人祸。
And this is caused by human beings, human disaster.
还有天灾。
There are also natural disasters.
天灾包括地震、瘟疫。
Including earthquakes,
饥荒、
famines, and pestilences.
所以这个是世界末日之前的一个兆头。
These are the signs prior to the end day.
所以我们活在美国，真的有时候现在年轻的一代不晓得饥饿是什么东西。
So the young generation living in U.S. do not understand what famine is.
那你到非洲的小孩子，他不晓得吃饱是什么东西。
And also, if you go to Africa, those young children do not understand what is a plenty food. What is What's abundance is.
我们在这里为小孩子跑来跑去给你追，在非洲里面从来没有发生这个事情。
And then, 什么小孩子追？
你就看着父母在为小孩子跑来跑去。
And here you notice that the parents chase the children to feed them. But this doesn't happen in Africa.
非洲，你知道奈比瑞亚一天吃两餐，每一餐是一碗饭煮辣椒。
And in Liberia, they only eat twice a day and cook with hot chili.
所以我们不是说活在美国，全世界都跟我们一样，不是这样的。
We don't should have the idea that all the world live in the same condition like us in U.S.
很多地方是吃不饱。
A lot of people in other countries, people still live in famine.
但是你现在看
without food,
饥荒、地震啊，越来越多。
So we can see a more frequent of famine and earthquakes.
这是世界。再来耶稣再来的预兆。
And these are the signs prior to second coming of Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书第三章。
Let's refer to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But know this day, the last days, perilous times and will come.
所以啊，我们常常在讲哦，是主耶稣再来的时候，我们有时候常常以前都听人讲啊，会核子大战。
We often hear people that prior to the end of the world, there will be a nuclear war.
其实那个不是最可怕的。
That's not the most horrified.
如果主耶稣再来一个核子弹，然后在山后穴丢两颗下去，两分钟你都蒸发了。
And if during you know, if that is an A bomb drop in San Jose, and within a second, and you will be just vaporized and gone like wind.
再丢十个也一样。
Even the 10 A bomb drop, it makes no difference.
但是最可怕的是什么？
What is the most frightful thing?
那个核子弹还没有丢下来以前，社会发生了什么事情？
And what is going to happen prior to the nuclear war?
所以从第二节一直开始。
As from verse 2 onwards,
一直描写到第五节
until verse 5,
整个人的道德败坏
and that will be the corruptions of human morality,
变成了宗教变成一个外表的形式
and
没有实质
people just worship God in formality.
所以这种的生活环境杀掉人的灵魂的无助这个数目算不清
and this kind of living circumstances or living environment will kill a lot of people.
所以这个整个社会败坏啊，这个是主耶稣再来的一个预兆。
So the corruption of a society also serves as signs prior to Jesus' second coming.
人类历史没有一个世代比现在的罪更深。
And not even any era can ever compare with how corrupted it is nowadays.
所以我们现在是主耶稣再来的时代。
So therefore we live in the era prior to the coming of Jesus Christ.
从圣经在旧约跟新约的预言。
So the prophecies in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
其实哦，如果说在五十年主耶稣没有来
，and if Jesus didn't come in the coming half century，
我们死的那一天就是世界末日啊。
And the day we pass away is actually considered as the doomsday, as the last day.
最近啊，有一个弟兄被安排在领会，他在见证。
Recently, a brother was assigned to testify.
他说他大概一年前发现肺癌。
About a year ago, he suffered from carcinoma of lung.
他没有扩散。
And it was not spread.
医生跟他讲，你一生只有这一次机会。
And the doctor told him that this is your only chance.
所以他的肺啊，左边割三叶，割掉一叶。
His left lung was removed.
然后淋巴都拿掉。
And all the lymph were removed.
医生跟他讲，如果再发就结束了。
And the doctor said that if there's recurrence of this of the symptom, you will surely die.
所以他也不晓得什么时候会再发，他尽他的可能去保养。
So he didn't know what's going to be recur again, so he tried his best to maintain his health.
再发就结束了，世界就末，对他来讲就末日了。
And if this happens again, it is his doomsday.
所以他生活有一个很大的改变。
That is a significant change of his life.
他知道日子不多。
He know he doesn't have a lot of time.
所以他生活改变了。
He changed his lifestyle.
所以每一个人要了解。
So everyone should have a better understanding.
圣经讲世界末日是很近啊。
And the Bible says that the end day is at hand.
但是死的那一天就是世界末日。
And the day of your death is also considered your last day.
就是我们要面对主耶稣的那一天。
When is the time we're going to face Jesus Christ?
那世界末日是耶稣再临的那一天。
So the end of world is the second coming, is the day of Jesus' second coming.
但是主耶稣再来的那一天也是我们每一个人最喜乐的一天。
Of course, it is also the joyous day during his second coming.
因为那一天啊，圣经描写我们是婚宴的日子。
It's the time we're going to attend the banquet of wedding.
我们要变化，改变成为灵体。
And our body will be transformed into a spiritual body.
然后要跟主相遇。
Then we'll meet with our Lord.
所以罗马书里面说，我们叹息劳苦，一直到如今。
So we sighed until the end, until this time, said in the epistle to the Romans.
所以深想得到那个天国的将来的这个灵体跟永生。
And we really expire the desire for that spiritual kingdom.
所以不管你在世界上多快乐，
it doesn't matter how joyous you are physically on this earth.
我们都受到肉体的限制。
And we are still, we are always restricted and confined by our physical body.
主耶稣再来，我们就从这个肉体改变了，变成灵体。
So during his second coming, we will be transformed.
就没有受限制。
Then we have no longer be limited, be restricted, by time and limit, time and space.
所以那一种生活才是真正一种享受。
That's considered as a eternal joy.
所以主耶稣再来啊，这个是对我们来讲最重要的一天。
So during his second coming is considered the most important day.
好，那主耶稣再来要审判这个世界。
So during his second coming, he will judge the world.
审判的结果就是永生跟永刑。
And the end result of judgment is eternity, the eternal punishment or the eternal joy.
就是两个极端。
These are two extremes.
一个就是天国。
One belongs to the heavenly kingdom.
永远的好。
And the eternal goodness, eternal happiness.
那一个是地狱。
The other one is the hell,
这是永远的刑罚
which is the eternal punishment or the eternal perishment.
这个不是在讲故事啊。
This is not telling stories.
有时候我们听久了啊，对很多人来讲，这是故事。
Sometimes you know, I've been listening to this for a while. We just consider this are legends.
如果有神
if that is God,
神住的地方就是天国。
And the place where God dwells in is the heavenly kingdom.
如果有神
if that is God,
就一定有地狱。
That will definitely be a hell.
因为那不拜神犯罪的人下过下。
Those who disbelieve the God, those who commit sins will be cast into the heaven, into the hell.
所以有永生跟永刑。
So there's eternal, eternal salvation, eternal life is also eternal punishment.
那这个世界末日这个预告对我们来讲有什么重要的意义？
So what is the significance of a prophecy about the end time.
最重要就是要改变我们的生活方式。
Most importantly is to change our lifestyle.
我们看马太24章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
37节。
Verse
37. 24章37节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37.37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节。
38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的日子。39节。
39.
不知不觉洪水来把他们全都冲去了， 人子降临也要这样。这里主耶稣说他第二次再临的时候要跟挪亚的日子一样。
As Jesus Christ prophesies, his second coming will be exactly as the days of Noah.
所以我们要从历史来学习一个教训。
Therefore, we have to learn from history.
那挪亚的日子怎样？
So what were happening during the days of Noah?
38节说人照常吃喝嫁娶。
As stated in verse 38, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
吃喝有没有错？
Is anything wrong of eating and drinking?
使徒行传说神是给我们饮食饱足满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
And this is indeed the blessing of God.
那嫁娶有没有错？
Is anything wrong of marrying or, and giving in marriage?
婚姻是神设立的。
A marriage is established by God.
这也是神的恩典。
It is also the blessing and grace of God.
那为什么要特别讲洪水的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶呢？
And why in here Jesus Christ specially emphasized about before the flood people were still eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage?
因为如果我们生活的重心是吃喝嫁娶，
If we just focus in eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage,
那我们就会对属灵的事情不知不觉，像39节。
And therefore, we'll become like what Jesus described in verse 39.
不知不觉，洪水来到。
And did not know until the flood came.
为什么不知不觉呢？
Why we didn't even realize the flood is coming?
圣经不是说挪亚到处传警告吗？
Did the Bible ever say that Noah had preached the message of warning?
人听是听了，但是没有听见。
People just listened and did not pay attention.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的心不在那里。
Because the heart did not focus in the everlasting.
他的心是怎样吃喝嫁娶？
Because they only focus, they are only interested in eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
所以你现在看，我们现在大部分人的生活不是这样吗？
If you take a look of this secular world, do most of people behave in the same manner?
怎么让我现在活得快乐？
And how can I try to make my life happier?
这个就是现在人生活的目标。
This is the target of everyone on this earth.
这个变成重心。
And if a man is focused in all of this event,
那这个重心所带来的就对属灵的事情没有感觉。
Then they have no feeling to the spiritual things.
那这样我们就会危险了。
Then we are in danger.
如果耶稣今天来到，
If Jesus Christ comes today,
那就危险了。
Then it is, you know, is considered you know, as a danger.
所以我们几个问题，我们一起来讨论。
So there are several questions for us to discuss.
第一个
and ponder upon.
世界末日的预言对信徒来讲有什么意义？
And what does the prophecy of the end of the world means to the believers?
圣经讲世界末日，到底这个对我有什么意义？
So what are the significances to me about the end of the world?
这个我们需要思想。
We should have spent some time to think about.
第二个。
Question number two.
世界末日的预言离这个世代有多远？
And what are the...
第二个，你要看到。
What are the signs of the end of the world? How imminent will it be?
到底这一天离我们多远？
So, how many days more?
那第三个。
Question number three.
要如何预备主耶稣的再临？
And how do we prepare for the second coming of the Lord?
第四个。
Question number four.
描述你对天国的认识。
Share your understanding of heaven.
因为如果我们真的可以了解相信的话，我们的人生观会改变。
If we truly understand the heaven, it will change our living style, our lifestyle.
第五个。
Question number five.
有人说，特别是耶和华见证人会。
Especially like the Jehovah's Witness.
他讲没有地狱。
And they claim there was no heaven, and there's no hell.
为什么？
Why?
因为神爱人，好像父亲爱儿子。
Because God loved the world. Love the world just like a father loves the son.
不可能把人永远放在地狱里面烧那神的爱在哪里？
It's impossible to cast man into the hell for eternal burning. What is where's the love of God then?
请问你对这样的讲法你同意吗？
Do you agree or disagree?
我们来讨论一下看看。
So we'll spend some time to discuss about this.
所以我们现在用30分钟的时间来讨论第十条最后的教义。
So now we're going to break up the groups to spend some time to discuss the 10th belief.
我们要分作三组哈。
We're going to break up into three groups.
中文两组。
Two Chinese groups.
在会堂。
in the chapel.
No, 英文我们到吃饭那一间再另外再分组。
The English will be held in the dining hall.
英文要请谁带领来分组？来，John。 嘉荣，请你带领一下分组哈，人多的分几组哈。而是我们现在先把英文先到餐厅那边。
So all the English group, please proceed to the dining hall.
那中文留在这里，那我们再来分组。
The Chinese group will remain in the chapel, that we can break up into two groups.
所以英文。